Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, co-host Seth Papager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Got some fun going on today. Got a lot to talk about. We want to kick things off the way we like to around here with our friend Brittany Merlot talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. I was going to say you guys have a big day out there and the weather matters today.
It does, yeah.
And first of all, we have to thank Brittany and her connections with Mother Nature for giving us good weather today. Let's all thank Mother Nature. Thank you, Mother Nature.
Thank you, Mother Nature.
Yeah, I got that in. You know, I put in the request long enough.
Brittany knows a guy. Brittany, as my family would say.
It's actually a gal.
It's actually a gal, yeah.
Good part about being Italian, right?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. What is it looking like for us today, Britt?
Beautiful. Honestly, I know it's overcast and a little meh out there this morning. Temperatures in those upper 60s, but we are going to see more and more sunshine, especially peeking out by this afternoon. Now, a little warning, there is a teeny, tiny, small chance of a light sprinkle that could scrape us. It'd be so brief, so light, minimal, just a trace of rain. But that chance is out there. Otherwise, mixed skies, mild highs, right about those mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Winds out of the northeast, barely moving, and just gorgeous. Honestly, a calm day. We do have patchy fog possible overnight and through tomorrow morning. And we just kind of hang out here with a lot of sunshine and right about 80 degrees. So today, tomorrow, Friday, a little bit of a rain chance Friday night. And then we're going to feel like fall this weekend. So for all of you waiting to bust out the flannels or the hoodie weather, it'll be here Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Football weather. Oh,
yeah. Just in time.
Yeah,
just
that's right.
In time.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds perfect.
It does kind of sound nice right now. It's not that I want to see necessarily the warmer temps or summer go away, but I love fall. I love autumn. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun one. And we'll be that much more prepared for it. Thanks to you, Britt. We appreciate you. Have a great one today. Will you be able to stop by?
Yes, I am going to sneak on over there for a little bit this afternoon.
Awesome.
I can't wait to see you guys. So I'll clear those clouds for you, okay?
We are looking forward to that. Please do.
And bring in the sunshine.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Brittany. We'll see you a little later. Have a good morning.
You too.
The best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning and joining us today here at our parking lot party.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to that. More on that in a moment. And our National Day of Calendar we're going to touch on as well. We've also got a couple of other good stories we're going to be getting to. Raccoons and Wausau. We will be discussing.
Speaking of Wausau, okay, interesting.
Got that coming up for you a little bit later. We're also going to talk about a 12-hour road trip. And if you can only listen to one singer, who would it be?
Oh.
12-hour road trip, and you only get to pick one artist.
I like that.
Yes,
that's good.
Yes, yeah. We'll discuss that. I am losing you guys in the 10 o'clock hour, and Laura's going to come pitch hit for us a little bit. Appreciate her doing that. But you guys are running off because we got other things to do. We got a lot going on today. We do have our parking lot party going on.
Yes,
we are excited about this. Now, before we dive into that, types of parties. You guys have been around me long enough. You know how this works. My brain gets a little bit of a thread of something, and I just can't help it and everything, especially content. So I wanted to ask the audience, I wanted to ask you two, and to all of you out there, you have the Morning Show Play at Home version. That is a Civic Media app. You can text us or call it through that. What is your favorite type of party? What is your favorite type of party?
Right.
We've got gatherings, galas.
Okay.
You've got birthday parties, holiday parties, theme parties, dinner parties,
cocktail parties.
Housewarming, potlucks, I'll count. What do they call it? They used to call it a neighborhood party.
Block party?
Block party, yes. Thank you,
there
Melissa.
You go.
What is your favorite type of party, everybody? 715-424-2600 or call up or text the Civic Media app. We can keep this conversation going through the whole show. I will say that one of my favorite types of parties was the tea parties I was invited to by my daughter. together.
They
were pretty
so sweet.
Cool. They were pretty cool. I'm not really just trying to be sweet. Actually, it was a lot of fun. It was pretty cool. My sister never invited me to her, so my daughter, my youngest, she at least invited me to her. That was pretty fun.
Nice.
They're awesome. I like theme parties. I like those. I'm a big fan of that.
Costume parties.
Big fan of that. I've never actually been able to go to a costume party. I want to, though.
Really?
I think
no mass parades for you?
Wow. I would actually host one just so I could go to it. Just so I could do it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I honestly like any kind of party where my friends are at.
Right on. Nice, Melissa.
To be
nice.
Fair, that's a good thing.
That's a good one. You should also
people
write.
You like.
You should also write for Hallmark. That was really good. That was great. Do you have anything, Seth, that pops to mind?
It's funny because I thought of something that people really don't do anymore. Progressive dinners.
Of course, that is your answer.
I thought those were fun. I enjoyed it when I was a kid. We had a couple of things.
We did that one year for Christmas with my family.
Yep.
And okay, so, you know, this is up in the Abbotsford area, Taylor County, Clark County. And we drove all over because my family was all spread out up there. I think at least two people went in the ditch. And we were so full by the end of, like, we got to grandma's house to open presents, and all of us were like, no dessert.
Kind of want to be a fly on the wall for that one.
This sounds like so much fun. It's a different kind of thing.
It was fun. Yeah.
Actually, you know, those are fun. That sounds like it.
And you get to see everybody else's houses.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
So it is fun.
I do like that. I like I like the idea of. I haven't been a part of. We kind of used to do this back in the city, but it was more of our floor than it was the whole block.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of a block party. My cousin Lisa in her neighborhood, they do it every once in a while. They run them back. This was right before the pandemic, so I don't know how much they kept up with it. But
right.
I always thought that was really cool. I like the idea of that. We actually love the idea of that around here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And thus
let's,
a big
hey,
part
let's of... Hey, let's do a parking lot party.
Yeah. Right. It's a big part of where this began, where this started. Mm-hmm. And a year ago, when we first were talking, over a year ago, when we first talked about doing the first time last year, I don't know that we could have seen it getting this big or getting where it is.
No.
And I say that humbly and not to speak for anybody else, but I feel like, I don't know that we saw that this was going to happen with it.
No.
We really wanted to celebrate our area, celebrate the stations that we work for.
And our listeners.
Yeah.
And really make sure that you guys out there understand that when we say best listeners in radio, we can back that up.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here 85 years without you.
That's right.
And certainly a big thank you to our sponsors and different people that have advertised with us over the years to keep the lights on and everything. Mm-hmm. We greatly appreciate that. But they are not advertising with us if you're not listening.
That's right.
So we greatly appreciate you guys. Yep. You not only keep us employed, you keep us happy, keep us informed, because you guys also work with us. I think that 90% of the audience out there that is listeners, that are old school listeners, can actually point to, well, I remember giving them this, or I remember passing along this information, or something like that.
Right.
Think of over 85 years, how many people have added to this station. Every one of you have a fingerprint with this station.
That's true.
Every one of you can claim this station as your own as well.
Yep.
This is our station. This is something that belongs to all of us.
The whole community,
You know, and I bring all this up in part because while it wasn't necessarily planned, I don't believe that there are coincidences more times than not in life.
Mm-hmm.
And today is National Radio Day. And
oh, perfect.
It's so perfect. It really is. Because all of this is from radio.
Yes.
Us doing this.
That's right.
You think about the relationships you have that you wouldn't have for this industry. Whether it is those of us that work in it, or maybe some of you that have been at the stations or worked here at times, or just a fan of radio.
Yeah.
What radio is. Mm-hmm. I wanted to dive just a little bit into it, but I encourage you all to look into the history of radio, because it is fascinating, and there are a few things that I think are more interesting than the history of radio. Now there is, biased roots, I will say, towards this one, because a lot of people attribute the invention to Marconi.
Yes,
but really, in truth, that happened in the 1890s. But Nikola Tesla was reportedly the first to demonstrate radio back in 1893.
Okay.
Nonetheless, it was, in order for this to work, it took not just different people from different walks of life, but different countries from around the world to make radio happen. happen. It is also an incredible example of what we can do when we work together.
That's right.
What can we can do when we join forces? Mm-hmm. And again, this isn't just a couple of people in your neighborhood or something like that, or a couple of people in your state or even in your country. This is when the world comes together.
Yeah.
We make radio happen.
Mm-hmm.
We make things like this go. That's the positive of this. To me, that is the essence, and that is the ever-living legend of radio, is how it brought the world together. It's the first medium to really do it. Newspaper, you know, certain other things were somewhat of an effort, certainly.
Right.
But not the literal man hours that it took for people to, in creativity along with brains, to make this work, to make radio waves, invisible things working around the planet.
Yes.
It's incredible. And it shows that we are stronger together than apart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is the ever-living legend of radio.
Right.
That we are able to do that.
Am I the only one that still is amazed by the idea that there's these waves of sound?
Yeah.
I'm absolutely amazed by it, too.
That we can capture them and then broadcast them out again? That's just, that's amazing to me.
Yeah, the magic of radio. Yeah. It is really cool.
It is.
It's amazing. It never gets old to me.
No, not at all.
And I cannot think of a better way to celebrate National Radio Day than coming down for our open house. I mean, it's the perfect way to celebrate.
Party with us.
At noon to six.
Noon to six. We've got our parking lot party going on over here, everybody. It's our open house. It's our chance to thank all of you, welcome all of you, and have you come on down and say hi, not only to our staff and see, get a look behind the curtain here and everything, but, there's the things we're doing. Okay, take a deep breath. And, so we've got a number of different things happening. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that everybody is a part of our sweet-off that we're going to have, our baking contest that our staff is putting together. Make sure that when you come by, you pay, what is it, a bead, Melissa, that they'll get?
A bean.
Yep, a bean.
It's a bean. I don't know
why. It's an actual bean. We're going to be bean counters today when we tally the votes.
Literal bean counters.
But I actually want to give a little bit of a hint on what people are going to get to taste when they come.
Nice. I like it.
Why not? Why not bring them in? Mm-hmm. We've got I'm not going to tell you who made these things, but I'm going to just tell you the rundown of what we got. So we have a banana chocolate chip craisin cookies. Mm-hmm. We've got mint dirt cake. We've got rhubarb juice. We've got fruit dipped in chocolate. And a Cinnamon Toast Crunch cheesecake.
Ooh. Well, what a diverse group of sweets there. My goodness. Yeah.
You better have that on lock and key. I've been here since 5 this morning. I forgot to have breakfast.
Why do you think I'm still at home, James?
That's it. Okay. You're good.
I didn't bring it in yet because you're good. Want you to eat it all.
She's good. Right. She's good. She knows me. She knows. That sounds amazing. All of those sound fantastic.
And the tasting is going to be, the official tasting is from noon to 1 for our listeners.
Yep.
And then our celebrity guest judge will be also tasting during that time and giving his decision.
Yep.
And then our listeners will tally those up at the 1 o'clock hour, but if we have desserts left over, people can still come
and still
taste
eat them.
And vote. They can still vote throughout the rest of the day, because I think we should do a second round of winners for our second live remote.
Definitely.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think it's really good.
Still coming up with ideas right here, even in the last minute.
They just keep popping out. I ain't stopping.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and part of the ideas also came when we started talking about a cookbook and putting together a new one. It's been decades since we've been able to do something like this. And now, not only do we have the manpower and the ability to, but we've got connections that we can make this happen. So we are going to put together a new WFHR WIRI cookbook, and it will not be the same without your recipes.
That's
we want your recipes out there, everybody. Maybe you have a family one that you love and you'd like to have it immortalized in book, or you have a favorite that you'd like to have in there. I think that it'll be fun because not only will we have your recipe, but we'll have, you know, a name of the person that gave it to us and everything.
Mm-hmm. Which is always fun. I love that. Yeah,
and you can go back and find it in there and stuff.
Yeah.
When's the last time you got a new cookbook?
I'm telling you.
It's a fun
thing.
And
the cover art for this one is going to be so good.
It really is.
It's going to be so good. And I can't wait till we can add the blooper pictures in the back.
We are just... We encourage you to bring those recipes on down, or you can email them to us. We will, of course, give you other ways to get them to us.
Yeah, we are going to have an online submission option very soon.
Yeah. We're going to be collecting these for a while. So, yep. No, there's no deadline on that right now or anything. Just if you want to get it to us, get it to us. The sooner the better. That way we'll have it.
Yes.
And we will, of course, be feeding you beyond that. We'll have our friends from El Sembrador and down here, Sweet Treats Food Truck. Who else is coming, I believe?
Peeps, yeah, I think, was the name of the other food truck that's going to come. That's also Sarah's Sweet Treats will be there for the entirety of the event. So from noon to 6.
Bring your sweet tooth. That's all I'm saying, man, because we're going to have lots of sweets here. Woo!
Yeah. So and obviously, El Sombrador is going to be Mexican tacos, burritos, carnitas. I mean, they have, it's amazing food.
It is. Totally with you.
And then Peep's Food Truck has things like Chicago hot dogs, brats, hamburgers, walking tacos. They got a full range of options.
So. Greatest hot dogs in the world.
I said it during the Sunrise Show. You can come for lunch, and then you can come for dinner. Yep. You can come twice today. Come on.
You get two options.
That's right.
And dessert.
Yep.
We are going to be having a number of our nonprofits down here, and not only passing out information, but again, giving you an opportunity to be face-to-face and talk and ask questions and things like that, maybe you wouldn't be able to otherwise. So that's going to be fun. And along with that, just a side note, a quick shout-out to our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo and that what they have going on over there. David Stokes is over there at 11 and 3 today.
Yep.
Great idea to head on over there, check out our zoo, say hi to the animals, and then head on over here.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Right there, right down the road.
It's such a good idea. Even Pam Maloff thought so. And boy, I couldn't tell you the last time I pitched my mom an idea and she thought it was good.
Nice.
Even she thinks that's a good idea. So head on over, check that out at the zoo, support our zoo, and then come on by and hang out with us for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Along with all of that, we're going to have some of our friends from like Edge VR down here.
Yeah.
That is going to be fun.
Evolution Throwing.
Yep.
I can't wait to meet those guys.
I know.
I drive past there every day to work, and I'm dying to talk to them. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be
great. Can I run through quick the list of people that we have setting up tables, our nonprofits?
Please.
Please do.
Okay, we've got the Family Center. We've got ADRC, ODC, Grace, VFW, Sean Plant is coming, SWCHS, so the Southwood County Humane Society, Wood County Foster Services. They will all have tables set up in our parking lot with information and can answer questions that you may have about any of their services.
Mm-hmm. All of this, and we encourage you to bring the kids on down because they can get an opportunity to kind of learn a little bit more about radio, maybe start a spark, get to hear their voices and all that through the headphones and things. That are so
and
much
it's
fun.
It's easy. I've got scripts ready to go. They just fill in some blanks as they make it, tailor it to their own, and then we'll record it, and I'll put it on a flash drive wristband that they get to take home with them. And we might play some of them during our second live remote, right, James?
Yes, yes. I'm looking forward to that, actually. I really am planning on doing that because I'd like to do that.
Fantabulous.
We are going to have so much, and I'm sure I'm forgetting things. So come on down and check them out so I can cover my bases.
Huge shout out to Pat for coming this morning, and that Todd Alba is going to be coming here this afternoon.
That's right.
Katie Cruz. We got to thank all the behind the scenes people. There's just so many.
Melissa saw right where I was going. I wanted to thank our staff and the team around here that we have, and how much hard work everybody has put into this. And I mean, everybody has been working so darn hard on this one. And a special shout out to those in Civic that are coming by here today.
Yes,
this was all organic. Every guest that's coming in just wanted to be a part of this. Yep. Nobody told them. Nobody, it wasn't anything other than they just wanted to be a part of these things and check out our community and be a part of what we're doing here.
Yep.
That's really that's humbling, man. That's really cool. I met Pat for the first time today, and 2 seconds later, we were on the air together.
It's a great way to do it, yeah.
Could not have been a better host or a nicer guest, host and everything. Yep. I really do appreciate him being here. That was a lot of fun. And make sure to catch his show every morning, everybody.
Yep.
Being a great lead in for us and all that. And we certainly appreciate Katie and everybody else coming down.
Because I haven't gotten to meet her yet.
I'm dying. Is it weird if I ask Katie for an autograph?
I don't think so.
I just really enjoy
her work.
She may
give you a weird look.
Like, oh, she's great. She's awesome. So much fun. And real quick, we will, as Melissa touched on, be broadcasting live and direct from our studios today. From noon to 2, we'll be here mm-hmm. at WFHR letting you know what's going on. I'm going to be dragging people on the air with me mm-hmm. and yep. talking to some old school voices and everything, along with, as Melissa noted, playing some of our voices from our yeah. kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then, Seth, we're also going to have some fun stuff on WIRI.
We are. Well, we already spoke about Katie Cruz broadcasting, doing her shift live from 12 to 4, so that's going to be a lot of fun. But from 4 to 5, we're going to do a special broadcast of Red Folk and Blue. That is Laura's weekend show. We usually play that at 7 o'clock on Saturdays. But we're going to do a special one so everyone can give it, who normally may not listen on the weekends, we'll give you a taste of what that show is all about, because it's so fantastic.
Good. Oh, it's fabulous.
And then we're going to wrap up the day with a live broadcast from 5 to 6 as the party winds down. We'll have a few more voices of the kids we can play on there as well mm-hmm. and talk to some more of the other voices on WIRI and then see how they had, what they did for today,
the
how much fun they had.
Of the hula hoop contest James and I are putting on.
Oh, that's more right. Yes. I thought we were doing that too. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. Totally.
And there's going to be beanbag toss and yeah. axe throwing and like a sidewalk chalk. We got it all. Photo booth. Don't forget about the photo booth.
I know. I keep reading about the photo booth too. Yeah.
Agatha's going to be there.
It won't be the same without you, everybody. Yep. We want you to come on down for our parking lot party. Our open house from noon to 6 today, right at the studios. We'll meet you here. We'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on mornings at WFHR. You heard the boys. Time to do some celebrating with our friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about El Cafe. Mm-hmm. Go visit them today. Treat yourself. Get to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Check out some of those great specials and wish them a good day from all of us here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Want you to send them to us, info@WFHR.com. You can email us that way, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. Talk to us right here in the studio.
Yeah, looking forward to having you join us, everybody. Give us a call. I need a one or a two, and Mel, this is your last time with us this week, right?
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll make you work. Melissa, give me a one or a two.
I say two.
All right, gives us that qualifier. We get right into the celebrating then. Right out the gate, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Pam's great niece, Lucy Fache.
Happy birthday, Lucy.
Yeah.
Not just her birthday, it's her 18th birthday.
Oh, wow. Ooh, important one. Nice.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Lucy and Shockton. Enjoy mm-hmm. your birthday, Luce.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we want to wish a very happy birthday to Civic Media's own Dan Marcus.
Yeah, yes. Happy birthday, Dan.
Happy birthday, Dan. Sorry.
Is anybody else getting Seth choked up?
Yeah.
I didn't know you and Dan were that close. That's cool. Well, that's cool, man. I'm not judging. I don't know if anybody else has noticed this or not, but I've noticed it in our team meetings. Our team meetings, everybody usually wrap up with birthdays and
yep.
stuff and
mm-hmm.
Celebrating them and everything. And these team meetings are throughout the whole Civic Media company.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years that we have been a part of this, it's like almost every day or every other day we have a Civic Media birthday. That's how big our company has gotten. How strong
yeah.
things are here at Civic Media.
Yeah,
that's pretty darn cool when you think about it.
Pretty remarkable.
That's
yeah.
awesome. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Dan. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
And we also want to wish we got anniversaries to celebrate and big ones.
Ooh. Okay.
Happy 48th anniversary to Jerry and Sandy Klingforth.
Ooh. Jerry and Sandy, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Enjoy the day, you two. Yeah, hope it's a great
48,
one.
48, that's a good one.
And our qualifiers celebrating their 59th anniversary.
Whoa, hello.
Ray and Carol Jacob.
Oh. Ray and Carol, happy anniversary.
59 years. What amazing. I love it.
It makes your heart sing. Yep. Enjoy the mm-hmm. day, you two.
Yes.
Hope it's a great one. And your qualifiers, we encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, strangers, animals. Let them all know that you're our qualifiers.
Fantastic.
And get over to El Cafe for some Swedish pancakes.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That's one of their specials for breakfast.
Swedish pancakes are amazing
yeah,
and
very
tasty.
Thin yes. homemade pancakes. Add mixed fruit or breakfast meat for $3. And then their enchilada breakfast burrito. Yum.
That does sound good.
Here's a little treat here, and everyone, or a little tip for you. The best way, of course, to eat Swedish pancakes, ice cream.
Oh.
Eat them with ice cream.
Ice cream for breakfast,
that's
of course.
Right.
I'll take any type of pancake. I'll try any kind of pancake. I've never had those, and now I want them bad.
There you go.
I want them real bad. Mm-hmm. Quick rundown of celebrity birthdays. Demi Lovato is 33 today. Happy birthday to her. Mm-hmm. Happy 42nd to Andrew Garfield. Fantastic actor. I liked him as Spider-Man. He did a nice job, and he was very good in The Social Network. You want to see what a thespian that man is? Watch Hacksaw Ridge.
Okay.
Dang. What a performance, cool. Man. What a performance. I didn't know he had that in him. Incredible performance.
Awesome.
Happy 51st birthday to Amy Adams. And yeah, I heard my voice change. I heard my voice change when I said
it. Yeah. Well, how could it not? She's just fabulous.
Yes.
She is wonderful, and my cheek has not been the same since. But yeah,
she gave you that little peck on the cheek. Yeah.
She is the sweetest, most wonderful human being. She is awesome.
I'll fight anyone who says otherwise.
And also really, really talented actor.
Yes.
Dear Evan Hansen, of course, Giselle in Enchanted. I want people, if you have not seen, I'm sure most people have seen Night at the Museum, and the Battle of the Smithsonian or whatever. Yep. She plays Amelia Earhart.
Yes.
It's honestly one of her strongest performances.
It's so fun.
It's really good. She does a great job.
Perfect.
I remember watching it and thinking, oh, they should do a biopic with her as Amelia Earhart.
Because she's almost doing a Catherine Hepburn.
Yeah,
basically. Because they were from the same part of the country up in New England. Yes,
I love her performance in that. Happy 71st birthday to Al Roker, everybody's weatherman.
Oh, good old Al.
Good. So good at his job. So good at that. Happy 77th birthday to Robert Plant. I mean, a little bit of the reason for playing that is the intro and everything, but also just an incredible artist.
Yeah, all the way around.
So many different things that you can mention about his career. Just incredible. Let's see here. Also, Connie Chung is 79.
Wow.
Groundbreaking journalist.
Yes.
Groundbreaking journalist.
She's still married to Maury Povich? Yep. I think they're still married.
Yeah, they are still happily married. And that is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. But a big shout out to our friends at El Cafe. Thank you to them sponsoring this segment. To all of you, getting us birthdays and anniversaries. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Celebrate with our friends at El Cafe and then, you know, save a little bit of room in the gut
have breakfast there. And then come here.
Exactly. That's why I didn't mention the lunch special.
Nicely done. That was perfect. You're good. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, going 85 years strong around here.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. We appreciate Mel and Seth sitting in today. We got you guys for the hour, and then you got other things to be popping around here and doing and everything. You all can get some of that and come on by at noon. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, enjoy the fruits of our labor. Yeah,
one of the things that WFHR. I
don't know why that made me laugh. Fruits of our labor. Yeah, it's just it's desserts, James. Oh yeah, there is a little bit of fruit involved. Okay, never mind. There
we go. Desserts of our labor. I like that.
Desserts
too.
Of our labor.
Hey, why not? I like that. One thing that WFHR has done for 85 years, and the most consistent thing we have done is support and local and report on local news.
That's right.
Doing something that nobody else can in this area. Really reporting on this area like nobody else does for 85 strong years. So we have to cover this story about raccoons in Wausau.
Of course we do.
And we got to be serious. Got to be serious about that. No, I'm kidding. Police in Wisconsin responded to an unusual home intrusion involving a gang of multiple masked suspects.
A gang? Wow.
Yeah, raccoons. The Wausau Police Department said on social media that multiple raccoons made their way into the home on the city's east side, and two lookouts were spotted loitering on the roof.
Oh my God. Second story men.
Quote,
oh my gosh.
Quote, almost taunting the responding officers. The police said no arrests were made, but the raccoons did receive a firm warning to vacate the premises.
Stern warning.
Yeah. The department said that's a little bit one of those things. Have you ever done this with when you're with your own kids or kids in general, especially not your own kids. Like I'm babysitting my nephews or something like that, right. And I'm hoping that they don't call me out on the fact that I have no power. Like I'm you know. hey, you got timeouts. Yep. Hey, we got this or whatever. I can't do that. I don't have that kind of power.
They just laugh in your face. Yeah,
but they don't know that yet. They're too young.
They haven't figured it out. Yeah.
That age when they finally figure out, okay, he doesn't have any bullets in his gun. Right. He's just white waving it around. These police officers are in a little bit of that situation, hoping these raccoons don't call about this.
Yep.
The department said that the incident should serve as a reminder to keep homes secured from wildlife and ensure trash cans, pet food, bird feeders are out of reach of unwanted diners.
Oh, my goodness.
Quote, as always, there's an immediate safety concern. Call us and we'll help make sure everyone is safe. Mm-hmm. These masked bandits may look cute, but it's best to admire them from a distance.
Apparently they're organized, too. My goodness, they put a whole crew together? To do the heist? Yeah.
We have had many, many stories in the last couple of years of bears in invading cars, invading homes.
We've had deers running through schools,
What happens when they organize?
I mean...
What happens when they get a union together?
I think we're in trouble.
Yeah.
I
want to do that heist movie of a bunch of bears getting together and they're bringing in the Fort Knox or something. That's what all of this has been, them building up. They're building data.
Why hasn't Pixar made this?
I mean,
like with the animal, they love to do anthropomorphic animals, and then you got the raccoon, the second story guy, and you got the sloth with the lock pick because of his claws, except he's really slow.
I want Steve Buscemi doing the voice of that sloth. Melissa, would you copyright this so before Pixar does? Would you please?
Animal heist.
I mean, there are some movies like What's Open Season? Isn't that kind of an animal?
Oh, I don't remember.
Human.
Right, you got me on that one.
You're not allowed in the pitch meeting. No, you're right. You're 100% right. You're 100% right.
I didn't want to be involved anyway.
No, she's got better things to do.
I'm busy. Don't bother me.
We are looking forward to hearing more. Not looking forward to, I should say, but I always look forward to these stories because I think they're fun, but also it serves as a reminder. Like that officer was saying, to not only keep those things locked up and everything, but that we share this planet.
We do.
It is not just ours. We may be the top of the food chain, but we share it. And keep this in mind, as always, everybody. We may think that we are building this section, we have this section marked off, and this makes this city, and this makes this state, or whatever. Animals do not care, and animals are going to do what it takes to survive.
Yep.
Animals are always going to do what it takes to survive. Mm-hmm. More than humans,
if they
make
us get out of the way, they will make us get out of the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make room for them and have some consideration when it comes to that.
Right.
Just ask the bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes a lot farther than I think we realized too with that one. I wanted to touch on, where is that story, Dante? Oh, I lost it. There we go. So a British man has ridden 55 different roller coasters in 1 week.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a... thing.
It's a pretty impressive feat right there.
Guinness
World Records announced Dean Stokes, 36, is the inaugural holder of the record for the most roller coasters ridden in 1 week, after surpassing the record-keeping organization's goal of 30.
Whoa.
He did this 55 times in a week.
Blew past that goal. Yeah. My goodness.
Wow. That's a lot of roller coasters in a week.
That is a lot.
I don't know anybody that loves roller coastering enough to do that. That seems like one of these ones where I'm like, you can have that record. You can have that one.
What is that? Like 7 or 8 a day or something like that? Maybe 6 or 7? I don't know. Wow.
I do not even know where to go with that story. It just seems like there's certain records that seem like a lot of fun. And this guy, as he says here, quote, I visited my first theme park as a teenager and quickly realized I love the adrenaline rush. So he has a love of this and has a joy of it and everything. So I could see that part of it. But his original goal was 60, to do 60 in a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Still, he'd impressive.
And they have to be all different. That's
the thing. You got to do some real traveling. Yeah.
The only reason he didn't hit 60 was weather. Weather weather interfered with it.
Of course. That makes sense. Oh, my gosh. Wow, that's wild.
Is there a thing at a theme park, or is there a ride that you could see, I'm going to break the world record for that? I'm guessing nobody's going to pick the Gavatron, or a Galvatron, or whatever it was.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. I know what you mean. Yeah.
The Gyrotron? No, yeah, what was it called?
I know what you mean, yeah.
It was the one that spins around looks like a spaceship.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest ideas for a theme park ride there is, and got to be one of the easiest ones to put together in a lot of ways.
Right.
You just spin. It's just gravity.
Yeah, right.
It's just, you know, hey, anybody got extra gravity around?
Yeah.
You know,
Gravitron. That's why.
Gravitron, that's it.
Okay, yeah. You were right.
I could do something that just drops.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You know, like in Las Vegas, they have that, it's not the Space Needle, that's Washington.
I know what you're talking about, though.
It's one that's way up on top of one of the tall buildings, and it shoots you up even higher, and then it drops you down. I could do that over and over and over and over.
Okay, that's cool.
But something where you're spinning me around and upside down at this age, I get kind of a little queasy on a swing. Sadly.
At this age, the teacup ride might be too much.
Oh, my gosh.
No spinning. No.
Mm-mm. Oh, my gosh.
Is there one for you, Seth? That you
I don't know. I had my fill of carnival rides and stuff like that. I know what I would do. I would go to Disney World.
Huh?
I go to the Magic Kingdom, and I would go to Tomorrowland and ride the People Mover over and over again.
What is that?
It's just a slow tour ride.
It's like a train. Okay.
It's like a little train.
That does not even count, Seth.
Hey, what? Huh? I didn't know that there were rules. Count. What rules are we talking
There's
about
rules.
Here?
We're talking about roller coasters.
Oh,
like,
come on.
Thrilling rides.
No.
What's thrilling about a People Mover?
It's relaxing and fun. That's
that
why.
That is not thrilling.
It's fantastic.
That's the opposite of thrilling.
I've never been to an amusement park, so I feel like if I got the chance to go on like those Batman rides or those theme rides, I could do that for a while.
Right.
I could get into that for a little while. I do love adrenaline. I don't like I like adrenaline, but most of my life has been adrenaline that I needed to use.
Right.
Not, I just want to have
some fun. It's actual purpose.
Like a fight or flight adrenaline.
Yeah. So I don't know how, like, necessarily I would adjust to that. I don't know if I'd enjoy it or not or anything. I kind of want to find out, though.
I know the other one I would do, though, the log ride.
Oh, that would be a
good one. They used to have it at the, I don't know if it's still there, but at the Mall of America. Where, you know, you're sitting in an actual log, and it's like you're going through a jungle, and then you do the big drop at the end, and you get wet. I could do that over.
That's like Splash Mountain.
That would be kind of cool.
Yep.
I want to find out the record for the amount of time somebody has done the It's a Small World ride, because I think it's three. I think it's like three. It's not a big number.
You want a cool one, a little different one? The Tron ride, the new Tron ride at Disney, because you ride face forward.
Yeah,
like you're on one of their motorcycle things.
That'd be
Tron,
interesting.
So yeah, I think Beth rode that. She said it was pretty cool.
Well, we are going to go for a metaphorical ride when we come back. We're talking about road trips. And if you could only you have a 12-hour road trip and you can only listen to one singer, who would you listen to? We've got a list here. We'll get into that when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR.
Oh, well.
Looks like the forecast isn't playing. All right. So we're just going to go ahead and... bumper music. Da-da-ba-ba,
da-da-da-da. Well, the bumper music works.
Bumper music.
That was impressive.
That was an original just by me. Nobody else wants to claim that.
I was going
to
say copyright that.
But we are going to talk about music here and everything.
All right.
Because we are going on a 12-hour metaphorical road trip together, the three of us, and you got to pick one singer. Someone went on social media and asked, you're on a 12-hour road trip. You can only listen to one singer. Who are you listening to? Here are some of the more popular responses.
Okay.
Do either of you have an answer you want to throw out there right away?
I do have an answer. I was thinking about this the entire break that we were gone there. So this might surprise a few people. Neil Diamond.
Whoa, yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Neil Diamond, because he has such a long and varied career. He wrote, of course, he was first a songwriter, and other people recorded his songs, and then he became a singer himself. But he set such a long, you know, a large library. You could probably go that whole 12-hour, maybe not the whole 12 hours, but most of it, without any repeats.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things you'd want to pick, someone who has a large library of music to choose from.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, did you have a name?
I would have to pick somebody that I could sing along with.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I like that.
And right now, just because I just discovered her new album and I absolutely love it, I would pick Molly Tuttle.
I knew it. Mm,
that's a good one.
But the other one I was thinking was Sarah McLachlan, but I don't know. I haven't fallen in love with her newest stuff as much as her older stuff.
Yeah.
And okay. I just think there's more to discover with Molly right now.
Right. Yeah, she did just release a new album, too.
Oh, it's fabulous.
It's very acclaimed, too.
And the 2023 one is also awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it might be surprising, I don't know, to people, but I think for me I would either pick either like Johnny Cash or like Willie Nelson or something like that. If I love discovering new music, mm-hmm. I love hearing new stuff, and if I'm 12 hours, I want to hear some new stuff. I want to hear stuff that I haven't heard before, maybe. And those two artists are artists that I enjoy quite a bit, but I don't know their whole catalog. And both of them have such gigantic catalogs. Huge. To what you were saying before. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have repeats in this 12 hours.
No.
So I get new music, and I'm going to be listening to artists that I really respect and enjoy. Because even if there's a song by one of those guys that I don't like, I still am glad I heard it.
Right.
They're that kind of artist to me.
Man, if you could, when someone...
Oh, Marvin Gaye, too. Marvin Gaye would throw that one in.
That one, you could, although his catalog isn't as big as you think.
But it's so vast. It's not as big, but you're right. But it goes so many different directions.
Yeah, varied.
You got your
varied.
Upbeat songs. You got your thinkers. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that would be a good one, too. Johnny Cash would be interesting, especially if you start at the very beginning and just like chronologically work your way up, because that's a fascinating story.
That's a great... that's something else that I think is a cool part of this. That's the way I would do it. I think it'd be fun to do that. You kind of really get to
start at the beginning and head on up. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, we got our road trip music. We just got to pick a destination now. Looking at this
Nashville.
List, and we want your guys' list too. We want your guys' names and everything. We're not going to make you pick just one. Go ahead and give us a couple if you want and everything. You can hit us up through the Civic Media app or call in. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you. Taking a look at this list they collected, and there's a huge list here. I'm just going to run through some of the names. Weird Al Yankovic. That's fun.
That's a good one.
I like that.
I can be on board with that.
Beyonce is on there, of course.
That makes sense.
That's a good one. Coheed and Cambria.
Coheed and Cambria. Yeah. That would be Laura's pick.
Yes.
Right. And it's funny. They're just on the list. That's not surprising, but I thought it was kind of interesting to see them on here. And they're right between Michael Jackson and Beyonce. That's kind of interesting.
Oh, that's wild. Yeah, that is wild.
So Michael Jackson, of course, on the list. Beck, Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some names that you're familiar, you can imagine.
Right.
You've heard before.
Pearl Jam. That's, of course, Eddie Vedder, the very specific singing style that he does.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that'd be a bit much for me.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay, that's another long career that you can pull from. Yep.
It might be a little bit different if you're going to play Black Sabbath and Ozzy. I don't know if you go with one direction or the other, but yeah. Queen, Freddie Mercury. An answer that I'm mad at myself for not going with right away, Prince.
Oh.
I wish I'd have thought of that.
Oh, my God. Now, that's one you could go through the entire thing without repeating a song for 12 hours. I totally believe that.
Yeah, that's a good one right there.
Yeah.
At number 8, Led Zeppelin. Robert Plant, yeah. Maybe add in some Alison Krauss and Plant.
Go through his whole career. Just Robert Plant, just because he had a really interesting career. It'd be a nice mix.
I have been in the thing. I've been listening to their No Quarter album a lot over the last couple of weeks. There's so much good music on that. Paul Simon.
That's a good one. Yeah. Here comes Ryman Simon.
Johnny Cash at number 6.
Again.
Definitely, yeah. Tom Petty at number 5. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Okay, I can see that, yeah.
And music, here's another thing, too. Music that I haven't listened to a ton. I think Mel had a great point about singing along to stuff. So things, there's songs thrown in there that but then you're also getting new music that you might not have heard of, Tom Petty's or something like that. But Tom Petty has so many songs that are fun to sing along to.
Yes, I agree.
He's got a lot of them. Yeah. I would love to know if that ever meant anything to him, just because it seems like it doesn't, I don't say that he intended to do that, but he has so many songs like that it almost feels intentional. At number 4, Pink Floyd. So specifically, I think they're talking about David Gilmour.
Yeah, if you want to keep going there, yeah.
Chris Cornell at number 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not only, I think the, and I know I can get some pushback on this one, the voice of grunge. Like the greatest voice of all of those bands, the most powerful voice of all those bands. And I'm not disrespecting Eddie Vedder or Kurt Cobain or Lane Stanley or anything like that, but just isolate Chris Cornell's voice. For once. it's one of the best it you'll ever hear.
It was the most versatile.
Yeah.
Because he could do stuff with his voice that the other guys couldn't do.
Yeah. I definitely see a listening. And he had, it's so much stuff that I think people forget about. Like, he had a little bit of solo work here and there. Nothing Compares to You, his version of that is quintessential.
Wow.
It's like, he's got a lot of
I've heard that one.
He's got a lot of different stuff. At number two, Paul McCartney. You got the Beatles, you got Wings, you got Paul McCartney. Stuff.
Yeah. I mean, again, so much music.
Now, he's one of those artists, in a 12-hour ride, you're not going to be able to get all of his music in.
Probably
if
not.
If your pure goal was to get to A to B, and all it was to listen to all of Paul McCartney's work, you wouldn't be able to do it.
No.
You could take the long way home all you want, man. You are not going to be able to do it. That's a good one. And at number one, David Bowie.
I can't, you know what, he would be my second one. And again, boy, talk about varied his career. I mean, the different styles he did, starting from like the late 60s when he was like basically a folky to where he was, you know, towards the end of his life even. I mean, an amazing, the breadth of his career is amazing.
I think you could say this about a number of artists, certainly, but David Bowie especially never did the same album.
He didn't.
He never did the same album twice.
He was too restless an artist. Yeah.
Literally every album, you look through his discography and it's going in a different direction or trying different things.
Yep.
Certainly the voice and the message that he would have with a lot of stuff, while also just silly lyrics, like could do both. I could see that. I could see Dave Bowie.
And another voice that he could do a lot of stuff with. Because his normal voice was a little bit more of a baritone, but he didn't sing in a baritone a lot. Yeah. He did a higher register with his voice. So, but again, very amazing.
Most of these voices, very versatile. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fun. That's a fun list. We want to hear your answers still. Kidding to us whenever you can, everybody. We are going to be, you guys are going to be heading out and doing some work around here and everything, I know.
Got stuff to do.
Because we have our open house parking lot party going on, everybody.
Noon.
We hope to see you today. We can't wait.
Just a couple hours away from this one. We're looking forward to it. Encourage you all to come on down, whether it's you and your friends or you and the family. We got something for everybody to be a part of this one. And keep in mind, if you can come down for an hour, that's great, in your lunch break or something like that, or you want to hang out the whole time, that's fine.
We're
really looking forward to it.
Guys, I gotta tell you, I spent all morning working on my outfit.
Yes, I heard about this.
So wait to be amazed.
I cannot wait. That's awesome. Now I'm excited about that. Yeah. I'm very excited about the food. I'll be honest. I'm going to be honest. I'm very excited about all that. But most
me too. I'm hungry. I didn't eat yet.
Most excited to be. I hear you, Mal. I hear you. I just got busy. I'm really excited to meet so many of our listeners, or see some that we haven't seen in a while, and meet some new ones. We've had a lot of new listeners in the last year.
Yep.
We really want you guys to come on down.
Yeah, check it out.
We'd love to meet you.
It'd be a blast. You know, certainly bring the kids, and maybe we can get some new people in radio eventually. You know, not too soon. I need this job.
We want young kids.
Yes.
Really young.
All ages are welcome.
Yep, all ages, and we're looking forward to it. And thank you both again. I know how busy it is today and everything. Thanks for
thank you, James.
Getting things started off over here. We'll be back for the next hour, and then of course we'll be broadcasting noon to two over here as well.
Yes, we will. Yep.
At WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.